Just like the insatiable, unrelenting. I haven't had that in a minute. It's like when you get in a mood like this, it's like any eye contact with a stranger becomes like a story. Like a guy looks at me for 0.4 seconds longer than socially acceptable, and I'm like, I wonder what he wants to do to me. And then like my mind goes down a rabbit hole. I wonder what his cock looks like. I wonder what his kinks are. And I really have missed it a lot. Like, I guess it's counterintuitive, but in class I couldn't fucking focus all day yesterday because I would just trail off in a little random fantasies. I mean, for me personally, the game is the best part. I love the mental game. That was just in a very subby mood the other night. Played with a little bit mentally. I was kind of put into this sub headspace, and it's kind of funny because I get embarrassed that I'm in the headspace. And I wonder how aware the person is that they've put me there. Usually don't realize it's happening until it's been happening for a minute. Like, I kind of realize, oh fuck, my voice is 8 octaves higher, and I feel so playful, and I want to be toyed with in like a mental way and a sexual way. I don't know, just subspace things. You'd have to be a sub to understand. Little space things. Anyway, I was just kind of put in that mood. So I had to go to bed kind of achy. You know, like, when your pussy is not happy that you're going to sleep. But my roommate was there, so there was nothing I could do. And when I woke up, my pussy was like, I can't say that I don't like it, because I love it, but I woke up like throbbing, and my pussy was screaming at me to do something, but I had shit to do, so I couldn't. And then at the gym, I don't know if it was just like getting my blood flowing or what, but everything was like hyper, I don't know. There was this guy at the gym in like the weights area, and he was definitely looking at me like too much. You know, like there's like the normal eye contact plus or minus an additional accidental eye contact. You know, that's like normal, it doesn't mean anything. But it was more than that. We just like made awkward prolong eye contact like 8 times while I was over there doing my thing. And yeah, I can't lie. I like attention. I like to know that I'm being looked at. I like to know that I'm being listened to. And so my mind like started wandering, and then like one thing leads to another, and I'm very conscious of like how wet I am getting, and every time I move, it's like, oh, okay, there's kind of a little thing happening down there. Okay, here's a random thought. I mean, this is like a ramble fap, so I'm gonna go on a ramble fap about the difference between when a girl is wet and when a girl is like consciously wet, and when a girl is soaked and when a girl is dripping. Because there's really 4 differences. So wet is like when I'm wet, it means that like, hey, I'm really turned on right now, and like I can tell that I'm getting ready for you. Keep doing what you're doing. Consciously wet is like when you can feel it. I think that's when it gets really hot, like when you're walking or you shift in your seat and you can feel that you're soaking your panties, and you can feel that your pussy is very wet. And I don't know why, but just like being out and about and feeling wet makes me more wet. There's like soaked, which is when you're so wet that like very little effort can like rub your clit and like fully clothed without touching. Like when you're soaked, you're so wet that your clit is already like nice and swollen, and your lips are gonna move more when they're wet. Which means if you shift even a little bit, or you're just like walking and your panties move a little bit too much, it's gonna literally feel like someone is gently rubbing on your clit. And it is the naughtiest, most tantalizing thing, and it is so good. Because I fucking love being teased, and it's almost like you're accidentally teasing yourself. And then there's like dripping. And I can't say that I've been dripping many, many times, but I have been genuinely dripping before. And like, I'm talking, you're playing with yourself and you feel it drip down your thigh. And like, you stand up, it's literally running down your leg. Like, dripping is an entirely different level of being. It's an entirely different level of being turned on. Like, it's in the realm of wobbly legs and like a mind that's just hazy from complete horniness. And for me, it usually has to do with like being desperate. The only times I've been like, fuck. Mm-hmm. I've been tripping. I've been like, when I've been. Like, teased or edged for like an hour or several hours. And then sometimes I'll be tripping. But anyway. I think I have a really hard time doing the actual ramble fap. I tend to either ramble one or the other. So, like, by the time I was between classes, I was at the library studying and working on my paper, and I was soaked. And I was on, like, the fourth or fifth floor, I don't remember, and that's, like, the quiet floor. I like it because there's not a lot of people, and I could not stop crossing and uncrossing my legs and fidgeting, squeezing my thighs together, and I was losing my fucking mind, and I could not concentrate on my paper because my mind kept going to the fact that I had this ache between my legs, and I wanted so bad to just deal with it, but I really needed to get my paper done. I had class really soon, and I don't know. I could have gone in the bathroom and dealt with it, but I kind of wanted to keep it going. Because, like I said, I haven't felt that in like a while, and I miss it. And so I wanted to stay in that place. My mind kept going so many different, like, fucking places. And it's not always just, like, a fantasy of, like, straight up, like, getting fucked. Like, as a matter of fact, it's, like, a lot of the time, it's just, like, a little tiny, sexy, intrusive thought of some, like, small little sexy thing that gets stuck on a loop in my mind. And I can't stop thinking about it. Until I let myself think about it. And then I get down a rabbit hole. Like, for instance, one of the things yesterday that I could not stop thinking about was being kissed on the neck. And I don't know why, it was just, like, random, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. And, like, just being hugged from behind and kissed on the neck. And it got to the point where I was imagining it so vividly that I swear to God I could fucking feel it. Like, it was driving me insane. And, of course, you know, the mental progression goes from being hugged from behind to getting a kiss on the neck to having my tits on and kissed, and then it's just all kinds of places, and the next thing you know, it's 1:56, and you have 4 minutes to run to class, and you're frantically pressing the button on the elevator and contemplating whether you should just take the stairs because you're about to be late. But I sat through my entire psych lecture next to this guy that I've been, like, trying to force to be my friend. He just seems like a really chill guy, and I just, like, want to be his friend because we're in the same major, and he's, like, this really socially awkward guy. I just, like, have, like, a friend crush on him. Like, I just want to be his friend, you know? No attraction. I just remembered feeling really dirty for sitting there next to this guy that I just, like, just made friends with, and I'm completely wet, and every time I shift my legs or cross my legs, it's not innocent. It's totally bad. And I felt just, like, really dirty that, like, I was just sitting next to this friend in a lecture just thinking about And that's really when my brain went to DDLG stuff, like, really went to brat shit. I went into brat mode, and I don't know, just like subby brat mode, and I wanted to just brat out on someone so fucking bad. Like, I can't even describe like what it feels like to get in that mode. Just like, please, for the love of God, someone make me beg. Embarrass me, frustrate me, tease me, like, hurt me. Get in that space of hurt me. That's when I know I'm fucked. When I'm literally just thinking, like, how I want to be hurt. Be like 100% fine and content with only having like one orgasm a year if it meant that someone would just like edge and tease me every day of my life, because I fucking love it. I love feeling just so desperate. I love that feeling. I hate it and I love it at the same time. I hate it because I'm so assertive and domineering just in my everyday life. I love getting to the place of feeling desperate because it's not me and it just feels so good. Like, I forgot how much I love the boost that it gives me feeling like that. Like, I forgot how much it adds to my day when I'm walking around soaked and completely unable to concentrate on anything. Fuck me. The words good girl are my fucking kryptonite, and they always have been and they always will be, and just like when it goes from fantasy in your mind, and it goes from pictures and ideas to just a stream of consciousness, to when you're sitting in the library and your mind is just saying, oh, daddy, please play with me. I'll be your good girl. I'll be your good fucking girl. Your good little cum slut, daddy, please just fucking use me. You get in that headspace, and that is running through your mind while someone babbles on to you about the psychology of cognition. I swear to God, the words good girl could make me come hands-free, sitting in a lecture hall. Like, I don't know why, but those words have such a fucking effect on me. Like, even if someone I'm not, like, attracted to, really, in a completely unsexual context, if they say, good girl, it, like, throws me for a loop. Like, I kind of, like, pause, and it's, like, almost like the world pauses. Like, I know that sounds like I'm exaggerating, but in any context, I really like it. Like, I remember one time when my chemistry teacher, I was, like, meeting with him in his office hours. Again, like, no attraction to him. I was just, like, working on this problem that I've been having a hard time with, and I kept fucking it up, and then eventually I got it, and he was like, good girl, and I just kind of, like, stared at him, because it makes, like, my hair stand on end, and it just, like, transports me. I don't know if it's, like, an automatic, it's, like, a button to put me into a little space, like, immediately, just, like, say good girl, and I'm just like, okay. So I was just kind of, like, staring at him, and then I was like, oh, shit, like, don't be weird. But anyway, I don't know if it's, like, I guess that's, like, the power behind it. Like, if you're saying good girl just to someone, it's, like, not only affirmation, but it's, like, it's calling me girl. Like, I don't know, good girl is, like, the shit you'd say to, like, a pet or something. So it's, like, I don't know, it's, like, got power behind it. And little girl is, like, also another one of my favorites, and so it's, like, not quite there. I don't know, it's just fucking good. And I've gone on a complete tangent. I just feel like I'm gonna lose my fucking mind. I'm soaked, if you remember what the definition of that is. I'm just desperate to be used. I just need to be used. I need to be played with. I need to hear you call me your good girl, and I need to make you come. Fuck. I need to come. So I'm not gonna focus at all today. Fuck. Last night. I was in fucking sub-bratty space, and I went into a mode talking on the phone. It's so, I can't even describe it. I don't know if, again, I don't know if the other person's conscious of it. I don't know if they're doing it on purpose. I'm not doing it on purpose. I just want to submit, and but I don't, also don't want to submit. I want you to work for it. Like, oh my god. I started, my hands started wandering, and I thought, oh fuck, I need to stop right now, because my roommate is sleeping, you know, 4 feet away from me, and it's 12:30, and I am literally, like, fidgeting in my bed, and my hands are going places they shouldn't, and I'm stopping them, and my mind is completely in sub mode, in brat mode, and I'm about to say something that I shouldn't. I'm about to say something that I know is gonna push you more. Like, there were a few retorts that I held back because I knew it would just make things worse. And I hate you for doing that to me, but I also love it. And you're really, really good at it. And it makes me kind of embarrassed. Last night I was about to do something really stupid, so I had to stop myself. Asked you to stop. Fuck. And even after you stopped, you did it so well. Oh, it was just infuriating. So the mental need to be played with, the need for my mind to be fucked with, was met. But then my body was left very upset. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh, I don't know whether I should. I don't know whether I should let myself come or if I should stay here. I kinda wanna stay here. Oh, I just made it worse for myself. So yeah. yourself.